It's Brian and Trisha, and we are Quixie 98.3. It is time for our Hardin County update that we do this monthly. And I love this. So Megan McDougall from Hardin County Government, you guys are trying to keep us up to date and transparent and letting us know what's going on in the county, some important things that are going on. So kind of fill us in. What's happening?
Yeah, thanks. We have quite a few things going on. I wanted to let you guys know about our next fiscal court meeting that's happening Tuesday. And this is just an opportunity for the community to come together and see what government business is happening. A lot of people have asked questions about fiscal court. I don't know if you've had any of those questions come up or if you know, Trisha, but fiscal court happens twice a month for us and is the governing body of Hardin County. And so the head of our county is Judge Executive Keith Tall. There are 8 magistrates for the districts in Hardin County, and you can call any of those magistrates to get information or any help that you might need from where you live.
And I like that you're explaining this, because if you don't live in the city limits, mm-hmm. then you live in the, if you live in the county, then these are the people. These are your mm-hmm. representatives that you can talk to, and they represent you in the government. So it's very important for people to know and see who they've got that are representing them.
Yeah, and there's 8 people that are working for you, and you can call them. All their information's on the website, and they will help you with anything that you need in the area that you live in. And so we encourage just everyone to come to fiscal court and be a part. And before fiscal court, we have committee meetings throughout the week that you can have a voice at, share your opinion, learn what's going on, and then come to the fiscal court and see just what happens with the business that's going on. So it's really important. Fiscal matters that are voted on are things like roads and public safety. And there's ordinances that are enacted and the budget's approved there. So it's a lot of important things that happen for direct and indirect county services. So I just wanted to let you guys know about that. We also have a couple of things coming up that you guys might be interested in. Our next shredding day is August 1st. That's always a big event. You can pick up your free shred bag at the Public Works Department at the Hardin County Government Building. And then you can drop off your full bag at the Road Department off of Bacon Creek Road. And then we have a Hazardous Waste Disposal Day on August 12th coming up. And that's always a big day because you can bring any of your waste that you haven't been able to dispose of on this day.
And what kind of stuff would that be?
Paint, any kind of liquids or anything that you haven't been able to get rid of. The things that aren't accepted are kind of common sense, but don't bring explosives or radioactive waste or asbestos or anything like that.
Yeah.
But anything else that you haven't been able to get rid of on a regular trash day, you can bring on that day. Yeah, and then you can always check us out on Facebook for all the information, or Instagram, or on our website. And as always, you can text Hardin County to 91896 to stay informed on
and
all the things.
You guys have those text updates mm-hmm. where you send out information about road closures and stuff like that, mm-hmm. which is very helpful. And if anybody needs to report anything, say there's a tree down or there's a pothole in the road and you're not sure if the county knows about it, you can report those things as well. And you can go on the website to find out details about that.
Yeah, exactly. Anything that's going on, just let us know. And yeah, we'll find the right person to get in contact with you.
All right. And you also brought another county representative with you.
I did.
To give an update.
Yep. And it's Mike McNutt with our animal control here to give us an update about what's going on with our animals.
Long time no see.
Yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it?
A couple days.
I try to tell everybody I got a cot behind the desk. I just sleep here most nights. But, so everybody knows we've been on the front page of the paper. Came on with you guys. It's on Facebook. I actually did the state radio WKU broadcast about what's going on, and it's the entire state of Kentucky, but in particularly now it's happening to us. We're at full capacity. We have zero space. Every day we're doing everything we can just to do our best to save lives. We started an adoption special. It started on Tuesday, and since then we have adopted out. We've had 8 dog adoptions. However, in the same time, we received 7 new stray dogs. So those have to stay 5 days before we can ever do anything with them. If you're missing a pet, please make your way to the shelter to see if they're here. Right now, with 90 dogs in the shelter, there's no way for the staff to confirm if your dog is there or not over the phone. You must come in person. And if you come in, I will RTO return to owner. I'm sorry, I'm talking industry terms. I will return your dog at no cost just because it will save a life. Just a reminder that right now we do have our Dog Days of Summer special going on, where all dogs 5 months and older are currently free and still receive their spay and neuter microchip and first round of shots.
Which is hundreds of dollars in value, not to mention you get a furry friend for life.
Just as true. So, yeah. Just as true. Steve, Brian, the truth walker. That's why I call him. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the shelter's open Monday through Saturday, 12 to 4, located at 220 Peterson Drive in Elizabethtown. Each week our shelter puts out a plea to rescues seeking placements for dogs. So I'd like to give a special shout out to the only rescues that have come forward for us. Save My Dog Rescue of Canada and their amazing fosters for stepping up for three of our dogs this week, as well as a new rescue we just partnered with, 716 Paws out of Buffalo, New York, for taking a couple from us this week too. Thank you also to our volunteers who are spending their time and gas to help get our shelter dogs to their new forever homes all the way in New York and Canada. So
that's a long distance.
Yeah, but right now, I mean, everybody knows we're hurting, and these are the only guys that are willing to step up and give us a hand. So
we put a post up on Tuesday when you were in with a link to the website where people can go and see the dogs that you have available. So people can go and check that out. You know, if you, your hours are 12 to 4, but you can look online anytime.
Yes, that's
right.
And
check out the dogs and see if there's one that you might be interested in.
And please come in. We're doing everything we can to save lives, save Hardin County dogs' lives. And it's a daily battle, and we need help drastically.
All right, and you're also, if you can't take a dog, maybe come and volunteer your time.
Yeah, you can volunteer your time, help us walk the dogs. Right now with 90 dogs, we start out walking every morning, especially for the housebroke dogs, so that they don't hold it and actually do harm to their health. And, you know, you can give us donations of food. We're going through a lot of food right now, too. Or you can make a monetary donation. You can go to the hcky.org website under departments, under animal control. And if you scroll down, there's a link there where you can click and make a monetary donation as well.
All right. Mike McNutt and Megan McDougall, thanks so much for coming in this morning and the Hardin County Update. We are Quixie 98.3.